Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
If you only possess deliverance to get rid of a headache, you would never be able to cast out a cancer demon.
Hey, God.
Jeez. If you only possess wisdom on how to choose between the color red and green, you'll never be able to discern when that man is there to abuse you and break your arm versus someone that will love you and grow old with you through the Christ Jesus and the love that he possesses in that vessel.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Jesus. Schedule time with your uncommon achiever. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise.
Jesus.
The Bible doesn't say he or she that hangs out with his homies that are up to no good, smoking, jobless, still living on government assistance but not trying to have a plan to get off government assistance shall be rich and wise.
Amen.
Uh-oh. Government assistance is great. It comes and it helps you. But if your mentality is to take advantage of that and stay right there, you're not trying to create any type of environment where you can be an entrepreneur and you can stop that generational curse. Your mama was on government assistance. Your grandma was on government assistance. We've been living in a project for four generations. We repping.
Really?
You hang out with those type of people that don't have a plan, why in the world do you think that you would get a plan and you would make it out? You're not even surrounding yourself with uncommon achievers, with mentors. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. You know why? Every day of my life, I've walked with people who were more than me. I always made sure that I was the least in my group.
Jesus.
I always made sure. And when that thing changed and I became the most or the wisest in my group, I said, now it's time for me to upgrade. Y'all can cross me if you want, but I got to pursue somebody that know more than y'all because I don't learn very quick, and I've been promoted. I'm wiser, and now you all don't have the much wisdom that I need. I need something higher. So everywhere I go, I make sure that my mentors have a higher grace, they possess more revelation, and I always make sure they got more money than me.
Amen.
All right, Mama. Amen.
Always make
Amen.
Sure. All my mentors are millionaires. All my mentors are millionaires. You mean to tell me that if I'm loyal to my mentors, sowing into them, applying what they apply, I can have what they have? Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
That's why when it's spirit prophecy in the air and they think that they're coming with some great revelation to me, I had one prophet. See, I know the spirit in which the prophet comes in. Some people really do come to encourage, but then you have some to really want to show off, and then most of all, the one that I hate, you have prophets that want to get credit. But then somebody came and say, Apostle, great general, I want you to know the Lord spoke to me, and he has announced to me that you are a millionaire, and that you shall have homes, and you shall have great view.
Thank you.
I will hope so, because my word tells me that I can have it, and I've been applying it. I have been sowing into it. I've been surrounding myself with mentors who possess. Matter of fact, my mentors have these big safes that have gold, kilo bars of gold and silver.
Jesus.
So what you're telling me, I thank you for sharing, but it is confirmation only.
Yes.
So, you know, the Lord also told me that in this hour, there's a greater outpouring of the anointing. I said, thank you. It should be, because I'm on a multi-day fast.
Yes.
It should be pouring out of his spirit upon me. What else you got? All they could do, this man of God could do was say amen and amen. Because you know why? When you actually make it, and when you got money, and when you got all this type of fame, they're going to be the first one with their hand out saying, you wouldn't have it if it wasn't for me decreeing over your life. Get out of here, because I know the word of God for myself. I sow. Nobody is around me when I'm sowing over $20,000 in a year to a man and woman of God because I'm giving my sacrificial seeds. I sow with a spirit of excellence. You mean to tell me after sowing almost $100,000 in the last few years of my life that I'm not going to be a millionaire?
Come on.
Come on.
I manage my mind. I manage my thoughts, and I keep it supported with the word of God.
Amen.
Now, it'd be different if the man or woman of God came with great power, and I've been doing it my way, and I couldn't find breakthrough, but it was one decree over their life that they spoke over my life, one word that exited their mouth, and it brought forth my salvation. Yes, I give you honor, and I will make sure you get credit, and I will definitely sing from the mountaintop that God has sent you as my deliverer, and I do that with my mentors. Oh, I do it very loud.
Amen. God, thank you.
Now, I give honor where honor is due, but I definitely know what promises are on my life because he that walketh with wise men shall be wise.
Come on now. That's the
Almost finished. Invest in yourself. When managing your mind, you must invest in yourself. What do you mean by this? Oh, Apostle April, I do that all the time. I get my nails done. I get my feet done. I go to the movies. Ooh, Apostle April, this is my type of thing. No, I'm not talking about that me time investment.
No.
I'm talking about investing your mind.
Hallelujah.
Feed your mind.
Hallelujah.
Feed your mind.
Hallelujah.
If you feed your mind with right revelation, the weeds will be slow to grow.
Oh,
you are
God.
The gardener of your mind. You have the power of controlling the fragrances of your mind or your garden. Your garden can smell like manure. Because stray dogs and stray cats come and urinate and defecate in your garden, or your garden can smell like beautiful fresh roses and daisies or tomatoes or cucumbers, whatever garden you want to have, you're in control of it.
Yes.
That's why I don't take your excuses.
Amen.
That's why I don't accept your reasons of why you're depressed. I tell people, why are you sad? Why are you going through whatever you're going through? Well, you know, I'm just so tired of being hurt, and I just want to, I'm ready for a breakthrough. And I'm quiet. And they say, hello, Apostle, you there? Give me a word. And I begin to talk, and I say, you're in control of how you feel.
Yes.
I can listen to this in perspective.
Amen.
You're mad at somebody that hurt you a year ago.
Yes.
That person, because you can't let them go, and you're creeping like a weirdo on their Facebook page, you see they're going to Aspen, Canada. They don't take a trip in Miami. They don't got a different girl on their arm. And you sitting in the dark crying, and this Negro is not even thinking about you. Who's the one losing?
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
I said, there's no way in the world that I would allow a woman, a man, a stranger, a member, somebody, anybody, to get me to that state where I'm going to let somebody else have that much power over me. Manage your mind.
Yeah,
in your mind, you're in control of what garden you want to have in your mind. So invest in yourself. Develop your mind. Develop your spirit. Develop the inner man. You know how if you have $20 and you can go and buy a meal, and with that $20 you eat good, that meal makes your stomach feel full and good for about 4 hours. So if you think about that $20 that made you feel good, ooh, it made you feel satisfied. It had every taste bud on your tongue. Think what you can do with that same $20 if you invested it in your mentality and the power of life. If you invested that $20 in tapes or books that soak your mind and spirit. See, like food, it'll feel good for that moment, maybe even a few hours after. But after it goes through your digestive system into your small and large intestines, it's gone. You're ready for the next best thing. But when you begin to take $20 and invest it in books and tapes and things that feed your mind, guess what? This is the wonderful revelation I got. It's not like food that will pass away within an hour or two. When you meditate and invest in your mind, it will keep you full and satisfied for a lifetime.
Woo,
I'm still chewing on the wisdom and strategy that I got 5 years ago. I'm still chewing and savoring on the wisdom and strategy and revelation and principles that I learned 10 years ago.
Yes.
Amen.
And all it cost me was under $20. And because of that, my life would have been completely different had I not possessed this wisdom. It saved me from a lot of heartaches. It saved me from a lot of wretchedness and drama and erroneous decision-making and also imposters who wanted to come and tear me down romantically, who wanted to come and tear me down even platonically, who wanted me to get bound up in captivity even with partnership in court and business or arenas. I'm telling you, your wisdom will save you a lot of time and money.
Yes.
You must cultivate.
Amen.
This is important. Yes. You want to manage your mind. You must cultivate a teachable spirit. Willingness to change is not necessarily a compromise of your principles. Some people are so prideful. I've been this way for 30 years, and you think I'm going to change what I'm doing? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Foolish. If there's a way to improve, if there is a way to maximize, if there's a way that you need more, why would you not want to learn? Why would you not want to be teachable?
Amen.
Sowing a seed of adaption. Sowing a seed of adaption is proof of genius. I can always judge by your character and by your conversation, because I want to judge you by your flexibility. Because your flexibility and openness to truth are evidence that you are a winner.
Yes.
Sometimes it takes more courage to listen than it does to just be closed ear and just stand on principle.
Yes, yes.
Someone catch that. Amen. Sometimes it takes you to swallow your pride and just say, let me just take this in and see if I can learn something. Case in point, I learn from everything. I learn from everyone, children, all the way up to whoever's over 100 years old. Whether you're single, I learn whether what not to do or learn what to do, but I'm learning all the time, even from witches.
She My Lord.
Word. She said the W word. Yes, even from witches. Let me tell you something. Before I came off my job, before we moved here to Orlando, I had a witch that worked with me. Matter of fact, the place was heavily engulfed with witchcraft. But the Lord placed me there, and I know why, and I passed my test, and I was able to move on. But with that being said, you think I walked up in there, because, you know, some of you all do this, and you all lose your testimony right away when you know that there's divination in the place and there's the kingdom of darkness present. You want to come in all righteous and holy and make a stand. I'm for Jesus, and I don't listen to that, and blast your gospel music extra loud to make a point and stand on principle that you're serving God. That is the quickest way to turn off the testimony to even draw those people to you.
That's right.
Amen.
Maybe I hit. What'd you say, Apostle? He who wins souls is wise. If you want to win somebody that's an atheist, that's even dibbling and dabbling in what they call white magic, and someone that is not necessarily serving Jesus Christ the way you are, don't create a wall. Be engulfed. Talk to them. Ask them how their day is. I learned from a witch. She was knowledgeable about the human body. I mean knowledgeable. She had a lot of things going on in her body, and I knew why, because she's in divination and there's a lot of text. But as opposed to that, she learned about diets, and she learned about ingredients, and she learned about combining recipes, and she learned about oils and herbs and spices that help encourage the body's healing. And I began to just listen to her as she spoke. I began to ask her about her lunch and say, what do you have today? Oh, yes. This is lame. And so when I add this ingredient to my food, this is actually good for your eyes. This is actually good for, you know, you need oxygen in your blood, and most Americans don't have enough oxygen that will support the development of blood cells. Really? Okay. And I would take, and she would spark fire under me for me to go home and do my own research.
Yes.
I learn from everyone, but you'll never, ever grow in this life if you stand on principles with your feet planted and with you having a closed ear and looking to the ceiling like, I don't want to hear it. I know what I believe. I don't care. Then that's exactly where you will stay, right there with your eyes to the ceiling, with your feet planted. You'll be stagnant. You have to learn. You have to be flexible. You have to be open to the truth, because that might be the very answer that you've been asking God for. Oh, yes. We have many encounters with God. Amen. He comes to me face to face. But there are some things God, because he's just like that, he loves to switch it up on you. It may not come divinely. And I was sitting on the bed, and behold, a great light. My ceiling opened up to the heavens, and a dove came down, and it held a scroll. And as he came before me, the dove turned into an angel, and the scroll expanded. And the angel said unto me, hereby a prayer. I've come with your answer. I'm sorry. Every encounter.
Amen.
Like that. You can ask God in prayer at 8 a.m., and he has a solution to you by 1:15 p.m., and it's coming through the coworker that you despise and that you hate, and it's coming through somebody that you greatly are annoyed with, because they have the solution that you need. But because you are honorary and prideful, and because you're not flexible and open to receive wherever God wants you to receive, matter of fact, it's a double fold. He will have you receive from somebody that you really don't like to test your love, that you so-called post about on Facebook, I got the agape love. I got the filial's love. I got all this love. But then you can't even look your adversary in the eye and give him a hug.
Yes, Lord. Oh,
man. All right. I'm moving on. So you got to be flexible. All my enemies sit well. I mean, my enemies sit good. I don't pay their electric bills. I don't took their children out for panties and bra shopping. They didn't even have deodorant. I got them deodorant. My enemies get flowers delivered to them on the job. Woo!
Yes. Oh,
what?
Jesus.
You're telling me, Apostle Pearl? I'm not talking about no little cheat stuff. If you all know me, I have a spirit of excellence. It don't matter if I'm dealing with my enemy or my friend. I'm going to give you my best. Over $70 worth of beautiful flowers delivered with the glass vase and all, with chocolates, right to your office, because I love you that much. Your child need diapers? Oh, let me get diapers for you. Oh, yeah. Let me help you out to the car. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look stupid on the face.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Didn't know that much love can come from me. Oh, I know you tried to get me fired. I was sitting across from you for 3 hours with the head of the HR when you tried to build a case against me. But guess what? After that, I paid for your lunch.
Lord, yes. Say
that. Yeah. You can't tell me. Amen. You cannot tell me. You cannot come to me and talk sideways to me about how to have the management of your mind. You think I was able to do all of that being in my rapid mind, being just in anger and bitterness and loneliness? No. You got to operate out of love, but it stimulates from your mind. You can't bless your enemies if you're not managing your mind. You can't.
Amen.
Right.
And in the vein of God, if you're not managing your mind. Sometimes it just takes courage to listening. Time and knowledge should enlarge you. Let it change you. Do not be a know-it-all. Oh, we have many of those. Sometimes on our prophetic coaching calls, we say, well, you just told me you were in this for the last 4 years. We can identify exactly why you keep staying in the same pit hole. This is what the Lord is saying, X, Y, Z. It's quiet. Do you receive that, woman of God or man of God? Well, I did, but, you know, I tried that before, and I just want you to know that I was right back where I was, and I'm just so tired of being in the same place. And woman of God, man of God, did you just not hear the strategy we just told you? Don't be a know-it-all.
Amen.
You're finished right there.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.